Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Whiskey Foxtrot, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
My hands tremble to the bone. Just a scattered nervous wreck. Yeah, I've spent enough nights alone. Calm the waves crashing on my deck. Atlanta's calling me from rolling by the throne, where the morning light will pretend that it's alright. Lost in the Fulton County night.
My wife, Janice, was friends with Seth's parents.
Terry Von Cannon.
I was working a jam, a weekly jam. She said, some friends of mine are bringing their 14-year-old son over. Would you kind of watch after him? And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
But when I met him, I liked him.
What did you like right
he
away?
He was polite, seemed to be intelligent.
I mean, has something proven that wrong since
then? No, he's a very fine young man. We became friends. So I showed him things on guitar. I showed him things on tuning, on the lap steel. We started playing together. And what's my number one saying about Seth? He's like a sponge. I'd show him something, and 3 weeks later, he'd come back and go, look at this. And he'd have it. So it really worked good. Him and his sister, they give me hope for young people when I think I have no hope. I mean, they're good people.
Well, plastic snowman, I melted right in the front yard. Last time I checked my calendar, believe it said July. I think I recall you taking off in a dead cold, but hell, I don't know. Something about I don't pay attention and you got to go. Hot damn good Lord Almighty, won't you send me a breeze? Must be a past 80 some degrees. Sitting on the front porch, no AC, and humidity is getting to me. Well, good Lord, won't you send me a breeze? Yeah, a sweet little southern breeze. Ooh, yeah. Little red cardinal flapping his wings, taking home in a tall, tall tree. One day it'll make up its mind and decide it's time to go, much like you did. Wait a minute, what are we talking about again? Well, my memory is slipping and the sweat keeps pouring down my skin. In my head is gonna spin, asking myself, why did you have to leave? Why so hot up in this place? I think I opened the fridge and locked myself in. Well, hot damn good Lord Almighty, won't you send me a breeze? It must be a verse, 90 some degrees. Sitting on the front porch, no AC, and humidity is getting to me. Well, good Lord, won't you send me a breeze? Yeah, a sweet little southern breeze. Ooh, yeah, la da da da. Snowman melted right in the front yard. Last time I checked my calendar, believe it said older. And I'm gonna call you, see if I can't bring you all around. Snuggle next to your cold, cold heart and bring my temperature down. Yeah. Hot damn good Lord Almighty, won't you send me a breeze? Must be a past 100 some degrees. Sitting on the front porch, no AC, and humidity is getting to me. Well, good Lord, won't you send me a breeze? Yeah, a sweet little southern breeze. Woo-hoo, yeah, la-da-da-da. We'll be right back.
You know, Brad, no one would fault you for playing like just, you know, one of those old tired bass lines, at least in one of the songs.
Brad Cardile.
I had a ton of influences, different genres, and so it all kinds of melds together.
Talk us through the bass players who really impacted you. Yeah, give two
Actually,
or three.
It's long and sorted, but I would say Paul McCartney was a, you know, the Beatles overall were a big influence on me. And I think also, you know, when I was coming up, I had older brothers and sisters, six years older and 8 years older than me. My sister, Lynn, she played piano for 13 years. So I was sit by the piano bench as a little kid and listen to her play, you know, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road from Elton John. She could sight read it straight through. And so that was probably the biggest influence. And, you know, a lot of those bass players that came out of the 70s, everything from, like I said, Paul McCartney, John Paul Jones, Chris Squire.
Chris Squire.
To popular opinion, I was not a big Geddy Lee's incredible, but I wasn't a big Rush fan. I know it's weird. I went in there with Yes and Ian Anderson and Chris Squire and those guys. As I got a little older and really started to study the bass as an instrument by arrangement more than technically, James Jamerson, of course, a guy by the name of Chuck Rainey. Some of you may not have ever heard Chuck Rainey by name, but you've heard his bass lines quite frequently. He played with Quincy Jones.
Yeah.
And he was the resident bass player for Steely Dan and so many more. I can't even list to mention, but Chuck Rainey's an incredible bass player, so it was a big influence on me.
Can't find a way to make things right. It's harder at night to sleep at all. But I wait for the call, knowing it won't come. But I keep myself dumb, cause I'm the last one. I'm the last one. I'm the last one. I'm the last one. When you finally get at your mind, then there ain't no waiting line. You come to see me the last one out with me.
You write a lot of the songs that you guys do?
Yeah, Seth and I, basically, we split all the writing that we do. Each of us will bring a skeleton of a song to the band. Usually it's just words and chord structures, and we say, here's what we got, and we'll spend weeks hashing it out and working it up and getting ready to take it out live.
Do you guys actually co-write lyrics, too?
We've tried. We've never had anything successful yet that's worth talking about. Usually, like, at least for me personally, I do better when I get in my own personal headspace.
Yeah.
And just kind of be alone with it before I take it to somebody else, because I can be pretty stubborn.
Yeah. Where's your song lyric material come from? Are you a guy who writes sort of routinely as sort of part of your daily workflow?
Usually I end up writing in batches. All the material that I come up with, it's all based on real life experiences, either to me or from some of my friends' point of view. But I try and draw from those experiences, and usually I hate to say, I just, you know, wait till something happens, but almost, you know, you've always got the antenna tuned in, so to speak, but every once in a while it'll strike and something will come out of it.
Yeah.
Because if I sit down and try and force it, then it's just not good.
Yeah.
She likes it loud. She likes it lean in me. She likes it fast, or she likes it slow. She put the blues deep down in your soul. World. Yeah, she's alright. Now she's alright. Yeah, she's so fine. Lord, she's so fine. Little guitar queen. Got a steady hand. Who plays it better than anyone can. And she plays up the world. Yeah, she's alright. No, she's alright. Yeah, she's so fine. No, she's so fine. Little guitar queen. Yeah. now she's all right. She's so fine. Lord, she's so fine. A little guitar queen. She's my guitar queen. She's my guitar queen. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to thank Whiskey Foxtrot for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of Kentucky in this region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available online at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Hey, folks, let's give it up for Whiskey Foxtrot.
Well, I guess I should have called when the wheels touched down. I just had to get away, get my feet on solid ground. And I can't get you to the place things have led. Take a drag and disappear. Find some room to clear my head. It's a hard line to follow when you're losing control. And it's a bitter pill to swallow when it's eating you whole. And saying that just to run away don't mean that you will. Choke it down another day. Hard line's a bitter pill. Truth be told, I ain't the same as I was 6 months ago. I should have spent you way back when. It's just my heart's a little slow. And I ain't called your name in weeks. Oh, but you ain't been calling mine. My friends all ask and wanna know. And I just say we're doing fine. It's a hard line to follow when you're losing control. And it's a bitter pill to swallow when it's leading you home. And saying that you'll run away don't mean that you will hold. It's choking down another day. Hard lines and bitter pill. Thank you. I'd rather see you doing well. Won't rattle off some more cliche, and you tell me to go to hell. You know the reason why I'm here. I reckon it ain't no surprise. We both know that we can't go on living in the stainless skies. And it's a hard line to follow when you're losing control. And it's a bitter pill to swallow when it's eating you whole. And saying that you'll run away don't mean that you will. It's choking down another day. Hard lines and bitter pills.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Seth, Sam, Brad, Terry, and Stephen, Whiskey Foxtrot, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Gobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.